Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Joshua Chair's with us. His website, phantomdetectives.org, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Back in April of a couple of years ago, you had an investigation of the Betsy Ross House in Philadelphia. What happened there, Josh?
We went ahead. The Betsy Ross House is one of the most haunted locations in Philadelphia. The first flag was sewn there in 1776. Of course, George Washington stayed there to pick up the flag from Betsy. And a lot of people reported hearing voices in Betsy's room, crying in the basement area of the house, footsteps. So we went ahead and actually brought in Mr. Rick Warner, from the MUFON world, to make his debut investigation with us, because he had skills as a certified UFO field investigator and experience with MUFON. So I thought he could bring his skills in from the MUFON world over to the Phantom Detective talent pool at the Betsy Ross House. So we went ahead and reached out to Historic Philadelphia and booked a private paranormal investigation there. And we set up various pieces of equipment, and we only had a couple hours, so we wanted to maximize every square inch of it. So we took a lot of digital camera photos. We went ahead and set up various REM pods and other various devices. And in the basement area of the Betsy Ross House, a lot of people reported hearing strange sounds, very terrifying sounds. So our team member, a former lead investigator, and, of course, Rick, were down in the basement area of the Betsy Ross House. And we had a paralight, which is kind of like a paralantern. It has spikes that goes up and down, just like a K2 meter, all the way from green to red. And that thing was going off like crazy. And then all of a sudden, Rick has a little REM pod, a scare bear, because it's a trigger object that we use on the investigations. And then, of course, Rick went ahead on this, basically started asking questions with a voice recorder. And we started picking up these very terrifying growls. I've never heard anything like it at all. They were absolutely terrifying. And, of course, I was upstairs doing my own EVP session in Betsy's bedroom as well, and I started using a thermal camera. And a thermal imaging camera, of course, is it's a point-and-click thing. Like many auto mechanics use them when repairing cars, and of course, they're also used to locate missing people in the wilderness. So I went ahead, pointed and clicked in Betsy's room and captured what I think is a full-body apparition of Betsy's spirit. And mind you, there's actually a big wall over this over Betsy's room with a glass plexiglass over it, so nobody can go in there.
Would you say it was a friendly spirit, Josh, or something evil?
I think in the basement area of the Betsy Rolfe house, what Rick and I were able to conclude, there has to be something evil there. I've never heard these growls before in the basement area, and I went ahead and we posted those EVP. If you go to phantomdetectives.org, under our EVP section, there's a pair of, right down to the Betsy Rolfe house section, you can hear those growls for yourself, and they were absolutely terrifying. I've never experienced anything like that on a paranormal investigation ever. And then, of course, I got another EVP up in the, I think in one of Betsy's old husband's room, up in the upstairs area of the Betsy Rolfe house. And there, we went ahead and set up another EVP recorder, and I got this EVP that says, "I've been here too." So that to me was kind of mentioned. That might have been one of Betsy's husbands, John Rolfe, who died back, right around the time, 1773, a couple years, right around the Boston Tea Party, a couple years after that, but also before the forming of our country in 1776. So I believe that his spirit is very prevalent there. And mind you, he's also buried next to Betsy on the property when you go to this house. So this is a very historic house, and they do free tours every day. So for us to experience, equipment going off, and of course we also had batteries being drained on our various EMF meters. I mean,
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
It sure does. And we would have, constantly have to change out, on the mail meter, we would have a 9-volt battery go bad, and then all of a sudden we would scan it at the Betsy Rolfe house, trying to scan more EMF meters. It would just, another one would just die, and then all of a sudden it would just work again an hour later, and when the batteries were dead. So it's kind of a weird phenomena that spirits, the law of energy states that energy can move from one form of another, but also, cannot be modified nor created nor destroyed. So this energy, in order for these spirits to manifest themselves, they have to use electromagnetic fields to show themselves. So we actually captured a lot of stuff that night. And, of course, on one of my voice recorders, I also asked a question. I started reporting hearing a woman's voice crying, help me, help me, that kind of thing. So that was very, very, might have been Betsy's spirit in the basement area. So her spirit is very prevalent at that house, and I think that she's still there, checking up on things.
Would you say that this was the scariest location you've looked at, or is there something
else? This is just one of many. One of the scariest locations that we had done, this right in Philadelphia, there's this guy's apartment that was in Philadelphia, of course, and we were there in August of 2021. This client's name was J.C., he went ahead and actually, reached out to me through our website. And, of course, this case was just recently documented in Haunted Magazine. And this client was very giving us a lot of things that he had before the investigation. Of course, Rick did an interview with him before this investigation, and he started, talking to Rick about his experiences. He had strange markings on his legs. There was a security camera supposedly set up in this guy's apartment where his bed sheets were being pulled off. There were voices heard, and numerous ghostly faces were captured on this guy's security camera. And also, there was also a lot of signs of a possible alien UFO abduction things going on. So this paranormal investigation was actually documented on Dark Hour Paranormal. Dark Hour Paranormal, of course, is a huge YouTube channel. And from the minute that we booked that investigation in August of 2021, and the minute that we went there, us investigators started feeling very drained, like something was just knocking the wind right out of us. And, of course, Melissa, our psychic medium, she is, of course, a protege of Cindy Kaza from the show The Holzer Files. Of course, Cindy recommended Melissa to us. She's a clairaudient. where she can hear the dead. She's a clairvoyant, where she can see the dead. And of course, she's a clairsentient. She can sense the dead. And she was actually picking up on the spirit of an older woman who was there with her daughter who was middle-aged. Then, of course, when we actually set up asking questions on the dowsing rod, Rick would run the dowsing rod. And, of course, they started crossing for yes. And we asked, is this a male spirit here? And we actually picked up on a 19-year-old that had taken his life on the property. And then, like an hour later, we started just trying to, run the AM and FM sweep on the ghost box, trying to see if we can pick up any kind of spirit voices on this, device. Of course, we used the PSP-7 on that investigation developed by world-renowned paranormal investigator Gary Galka. And we scanned the AM and FM stations, and we started what we call the potty mouth suit. We started hearing these curse words on the AM and FM suite, and I've never...
Don't repeat them, Josh. Don't repeat them.
We won't repeat them on that, but they were potty mouth spirits. That's what we like to call them. So we went ahead and started picking that up. But then what's kind of weird was we were doing phantom time. We started asking questions on our voices, and one of the actual EVPs that we captured, Melissa asked a question, is there an older woman here? Is this her home? And we got this strange EVP. I said, right here. So I have no reasonable explanation. So there was like a spirit there that was trying to communicate with us, trying to whisper and let us know, hey, there's some of us here. So our conclusion from that investigation, that there was at least three spirits haunting that property. And, it was, completely amazing. And so for us to be able to get to feel like completely have the wind taken right out of us. And of course, I started feeling a lot of pressure on my chest. And then, of course, Rick went ahead and took a thermal picture. And you can see like a silhouette of an image, a partial body apparition right next to the area where the 19-year-old supposedly took his life. So that was a very terrifying experience. And that investigation still shakes me to this core to this day, George.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I believe it. There is a place called the Pennhurst Asylum in Pennsylvania. You were there back in 2018. This was a deplorable place, as you know, Joshua. They shackled children to beds. They lived in their own excrement. It was horrible. But what kind of activity did you pick up there?
Oh, yes. The Betsy Ross House, of course, the Penhurst Asylum is a very, this is actually a place that is one of the most terrifying places in Pennsylvania. It was opened in 1908 as a place for the mentally disabled. The first buildings that created there were the girls' dining room, the administration building, the Mayflower building, and of course, it closed in 1987. So many people over the years reported hearing bangs, the laughter of children, also footsteps. And my former team member and I, this is my original lead investigator and advanced detectives, were there in August of 2018. And quite luckily, when we were there in 2018, 2 years before Phantom Detectives was formed, we actually had the opportunity. Grant Wilson was there from Ghost Hunters. So he went ahead and gave us a session because we actually just purchased the digital dowsing SLS camera. And, of course, the SLS camera is a really cool device. It uses Xbox technology to scan. And what it does is it maps, if you hold it in one place against a solid wall, you'll actually pick up like spirits that are unseen to the naked eye. So using this SLS camera, he showed us how to use it, and it was fantastic. So we actually started up when we were there at the Mayflower building. Grant and I and our former team member were actually in the Mayflower building on the second floor. We started hearing banging, and then we go up there, it would stop. And all of a sudden, we would have REM pods set up in the various areas of the Mayflower building. And, of course, when we would, the REM pod, we would go up to the other floor, the REM pod would stop. So these, remind you, these are motion sensor devices. And then, of course, we would take temperature readings in the Mayflower building. And we noticed that the temperature dropped from usually right around the 70 degrees all the way down to 62, 61. So there was a lot of things going on. And, of course, we started hearing the laughter of children. And one of the things that really shook me to the core, when we went down to the bottom of the Philadelphia building, which is like a, you know, there's actually a tunnel place that is open to the public where you can do public paranormal investigations at Penhurst. And in the Philadelphia building, my former team member and I were taking thermal camera pictures, just like it's a point and click device, very easy. And you can tell, like, if it's a living person, it'll come up as an orange or a red on the thermal camera. And there we saw a rusted out iron door with these, cold feet on them. And I have no reasonable explanation how they were there. So we went ahead and just point clicked and zapped it and documented that piece of evidence. And that was, of course, when I was on another team at that time. So for us to get those, strange footprints on the rusted out iron door, it still amazes me to this day, George.
Have you ever been hurt in an investigation?
We have not been hurt yet on a investigation yet, but I'm going to say that there are times where we have to be very, very careful and bless ourselves. A lot of times we would do a investigation at the another place called Booby's Brewery in May of 2021. And, of course, Rick Warner, who basically was running the ghost box in the catacombs, and, of course, this brewery, mind you, it goes back to like the 1850s, 1860s. And there, Rick reported like having strange, a lot of pressure on his chest. And of course, we just did a case in November where, Rick was getting that same kind of pressure with that case. So it's got to be very careful. So usually we come in as, very experienced team. We know exactly what we're getting involved with. So what we do is we prepare ourselves to make sure every case we do, we always say St. Michael, the Archangel's prayer. We pour holy water on ourselves. We also make sure that we have, a rosary around us. And, of course, we burn sage. So we make sure.
You do it all. You do it all. We're going to take calls next hour with Joshua Chairs about the paranormal. There are four kinds of hauntings: residual, intelligent, poltergeist, and inhuman. Briefly tell us about residual.
Yes. So a residual haunting, of course, are like past events that are kind of like a tape recorder that plays itself over and over again. Think of Gettysburg and the battle where 50,000 people had lost their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And, that is like kind of like a place memory, something that was embedded in the environment. That would be classified as a residual haunting. An intelligent haunting is where, you know, anything that can, a spirit that can directly interact with the living, that includes making noises, setting off equipment, talking on a voice recorder, opening doors. So those are a kind of spirits that can directly interact with the living. And of course, there are demonic hauntings, which are, we like to, Phantom Detectives defines a demonic haunting as a negative entity that preys on the living. They can scratch people. They can, you know, affect them emotionally, physically.
Is that the same as a poltergeist haunting?
Poltergeist haunting is a little different because those, a great example of this case is, there's a case up in Bothell, Washington, where this guy named Keith Linder, they wrote a book called The Bothell Hell House with his girlfriend Tina. And, of course, there was levitating plants and stuff being thrown around their apartment there. So that's a great example of a poltergeist, a spirit that can throw objects around and, you know, all over the place. So that's what we call the word noisy ghost. So those are the four kinds of classifications of haunting. A poltergeist, which throws things around and moves things around. Also, the demonic hauntings, which can prey on the living, you know, affect them, you know, negative entities. Intelligent hauntings, which are human spirits that directly interact with the living, and residual hauntings, which are past events.
Scary things, but you keep doing it. You enjoy it.
Absolutely. It's a passion of mine to help people, and we always try to push ourselves to get better with every investigation, to learn and to grow. And, of course, we have the world-renowned psychic lawyer on our team, Mark Anthony, too, who actually is going to be joining us in July for an investigation. And Mark's been with us for the past 2.5 years. He works with us remotely from Florida.
He's a good guy.
He is an amazing guy and just such a very humble guy, too. So he helps us a lot behind the scenes.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.